and the last speaker for the day is Miss Nancy. And she's going to talk about starting out as an education consultant. Nancy is currently the lead consultant and trainer at Piso Smith Consultancy. Nancy has spoken at several reputable platforms within Nigeria and beyond, including TEDx Talk. In 2018, she was nominated for an award by prestigious ArcLight Foundation for Education Advancement in Africa for her contribution to the development of education in Nigeria 2020. She was named a Global Educational Influencer by the Accelerant Group in Asia. And in 2021, she was featured among 100 admirable people in education. Nancy has a passion to see organizations in Nigeria and West Africa function effectively with proper processes and procedures for productivity and sustainability. So she trains and coaches school administrators and managers. She is the author of the book, Dear Educator, which was published in May 2019. Her session topic, start out as an education consultant. So please welcome Nancy for the talk today. Welcome Nancy, and over to you.
I'm so delighted to be here today, and it's my pleasure to present on this topic. Incidentally, Piso Smith Consulting is just a year and a half. We're going to be 2 years in November this year. But we've made so much impact in our 2 years of existence, and it's always a pleasure to share the journey, you know, with others that want to go the same path of going out to be education consultants. So I'll be sharing my screen right away, and I hope that can you see my screen?
Yes,
it's visible. Oh, okay. So we're talking about starting out as an education consultant, and like I said, I'll be sharing a bit of my story, and I hope that someone who wants to start out as an education consultant will pick a tip or two that will help. Of course, these things vary from country to country, so I think you have to apply what actually obtains in your country of origin when you're trying out to start out. So basically, I'm the lead consultant of...
Yeah, Nancy, we are not able to hear.
Consulting, I'm an education consultant, and we take on questions and answers. Okay, so an education consultant is basically someone who helps students, parents, or school owners or clients with an aspect of education as a self-employed individual or someone who is working for a consulting firm as a consultant. Okay, and you basically, as an education consultant, you offer advisory services in your area of expertise and specialization, and you get paid for it. For example, I major in administration, in management and administration, and that's basically what I do for schools, helping them to set up their admin structure so that the schools have a structure to run with. Okay, so that's basically what you do. But you know, we could have consultants for curriculum, consultants for after school activities, consultants for special needs, just about any area. We have even consultants for uniforms, you know, and human resources in schools. So there are a whole lot of areas in education consulting that you'd want to go into. And I always emphasize that you cannot do everything. For example, when schools call me to do curriculum, I'm always fast to let them know that that's not my core area. I always major in management. or administration. So these steps are not necessarily to be taken exactly in the order in which I'm going to discuss them, but I'm sure that you pick a thing or two that you'll really be able to apply in your home country. So the question is, what steps do you need to take? Okay, you need to become an expert in one area, be known for something. So if you're currently a teacher, you need to know what the area exactly you would want to specialize in so that you will not be jack of all trades. And I encourage that you choose that area and do a lot of studying and reading. And if you need to do an extra maybe program on it, like a master's degree, you could go ahead. If you want to do a PhD, it's actually encouraged, but you do not need that to be a consultant, actually. But one thing you need to do is do an in-depth study and research in the core areas that you want to really research. Another is that I'll ask that once you've decided the area that you want to specialize in, you can start sharing content about it. That was one of the ways that I became known, for administration. When I knew that I would be doing it, I'll be reaching out to schools to offer a help and assistance, professional help in the area of administration and management, I created a Facebook group which is called the School Educational Administration Network, and we began to grow. I did that in 2017 before I resigned in 2019 to go full-time. And that was one of the things that helped to create awareness and to position me as an expert in administration and management. And so I also decided that I'll have a presence on Instagram and LinkedIn and and a bit on Twitter, even though I'm not very active there. So become active on social media and begin to share what you know in that area. Before you know it, you'll see that people begin to read those articles. And so long you're consistent and you're sharing the core message of exactly what you wish to do, sooner or later you see people beginning to ask you for counseling or a little help here and there. It means that you're positioning yourself as an expert in that area. Another thing you'd want to do is to be involved in professional development and begin to apply the knowledge that you gain from it. I'm sure there are several courses, several online programs, and a lot of them are free, incidentally. So you can always go on and try, a whole lot here and there, and they are usually very helpful. And as you apply them, you keep developing the skills which you need to teach other people time. You can actually consult while you work full-time. You can work full-time and still be a part-time consultant, but I must tell you that will be very demanding, extremely demanding. So you may want to consider going full-time so that you give it your all, or maybe testing the waters first to see how it is. Before I resigned, I had actually started having clients, but I didn't let it interfere with my paid employment. I did a few things on weekends, like training, and when one or two friends who happened already to be consultants had jobs that they couldn't do, execute all alone, they would call me in, and then they would ask if I was available. If it was a weekend or when I was on leave, I'll opt in on their project and then give my contribution, and they were very impressed. And before I knew it, I began to get recommendations to either speak at events or do a little training here or facilitation or something. So you need to decide if you're going to do it full-time or if you're going to do it part-time. And I would advise that if you're starting out, you may want to test the waters by not resigning fully from your job yet, so that you have a feel of to consciously look for opportunities to speak or consult. Sometimes you may not be recommended, and even when the opportunities are there. So you need to search consciously and deliberately for opportunities to speak. And wherever you speak, you get to see that people begin to ask about you if they're impressed with what you do. do, and then they'll look for you thereafter. Then you need to register your company officially. In Nigeria, we have what we call the CAC, the Corporate Affairs Commission. So Pezzo Smith Consulting is actually registered with the Corporate Affairs Commission. And I did that before I resigned. So it's actually a registered brand, a registered name. You want to do that before you exit. I don't know how much it costs in your country, but in Nigeria, it's something very affordable. Once you start, you now begin to put some structure to your organization. Then I'll advise that you do a lot of professional networking, because that's where you get to hear information and what's going on in your area, and you get to see people who are on the same path with you. There's something about being on the same line, you know, in the same place with people who are heading in the same direction, or those who are already there. And so you can connect and learn and, you know, get to hear their mistakes and who has ventured out already, who is doing fine and who is failing, so that you'll be able to put all of the pieces together to decide how you want to do yours. And these are some of these people may eventually be your partners when you set out to start consulting. Another is you want to develop business sense. You know, being an employee and being a full-time consultant are two very different things. And even though you've had the skills of running schools, administering, and being a leader, you know, starting out from scratch as a full-time business person has its challenges. Okay, so you want to learn some business sense that you'll be able to know how to price your products and your services, who to deal with and who not to deal with, how to manage your finances during the early stages of the consulting agency that you're starting, and then get some training for it. I've noticed that educators are naturally not very business minded. We like to focus on the learning and teaching parts, but you know, when it comes to business, there are skills. You need the business acumen to keep it going. So you will need to learn a lot, read a lot about business, books on business, get some training on it. And not if you want to, you should actually get some training. I've actually had to employ the services of one or two accounting people to teach me how to keep my records straight and how to know if I'm even making gain. Because sometimes if the money's coming in, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're making profit. And so you need to know what your expenses are and what the business is really taking from you. Is your time worth it for this investment? You know, all of those business sense that you need to be able to be a great consultant and not run at a loss. Then I'll advise that you get yourself a good mentor, a consulting mentor or coach. I currently have a coach. When I started out, I didn't have one. But I realized that I also needed someone who had been there. My coach has been in consulting for about, I think, almost 30 years now. So he knows the ropes, he knows the in and outs. And so I just started a session with him where I can ask questions. He gives me assignments to do, how to manage, you know, clients and a few other things based on his own experiences over the years, so that I do not have to make, you know, some of the mistakes that he made when he was starting out. And it's been quite rewarding since I started like a month ago. Okay, so get yourself a consulting coach or mentor. You'll always do better. Your mentor or coach will see beyond what you're seeing sometimes, and they can see your excitement sometimes, you know, that you have towards a lot of the things you need to do. And also sense when you're being naive, and when you're just, you know, being overly excited over things that may not exactly work. So they'll be able to offer some reasonable advice and also be able to save you from, you know, running at a loss in the things that you do. And I think it's super fulfilling to, there's a certain kind of fulfillment that comes when you're doing what you enjoy. You know, I can't explain to you how it feels to just wake up and know that you have you have your life right in your hands to do all of the things you wanted to do, the talents that you have, and to be able to weave a lot of the things and skills and experiences that you have into a business. even though my core is business, is administration and management, I found that I'm able to do a whole lot of other things. My next book is going to be Lorraine Employee, because I had over 130 people I was supervising on my last job, and it was quite demanding and didn't quite afford me the time to do a lot of the things that I enjoy, even though I enjoyed the job. But now it's like bringing all of my skills, all of my experiences, all of my talents, you know, into what I do. If you check my website, you see that I love writing. And so I get to write my blog. I get to post things on Instagram. I get to meet people. As I'm presenting right now, I'm out of my home base. I'm actually out of Lagos. I'm resident in Lagos, but I'm currently in another city in Nigeria called Abuja, because I was brought in by someone who wants to start a school and wants to put a proper structure to her organization so that it will run in a very professional manner. So it gives you the opportunity to travel based on what you do. For my job, I love that bit very much. So I get to do a lot of traveling around the country. The only impediment to that was the pandemic, but since the pandemic began to go down in Nigeria, it's been really fun for me traveling and getting paid for what I do, having people book my flight to be in one city to speak, you know, and do stuff. I get to meet a whole lot of people and network and make new friends and enlarge my scope of influence and impact. And I must say that I really love it, and it feels really good to be able to be paid for what I enjoy doing. So I want to emphasize that apart from the knowledge of your subject, one thing you really, really need is also business sense. I think I've mentioned it earlier, but just for emphasis so that helps. And I think my time is really going. Okay, so thank you so much. I'm going to be open to questions now, but you can contact me on Pezzo Smith Consulting. I have a website that is actually registered in my name, www.nancyekpezzo.com. I also have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/cnancyekpezzo. I'm also on LinkedIn as Nancy Ekpezzo, and I'm on Facebook also as Nancy by Ekpezzo, and that's my WhatsApp number. I actually attend to all all messages. I try to give a response. So thank you. I think we can take questions now.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nancy.